Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Jacques Cousteau, and that's the Celtic tenors. I have James Nelson in front of me here. You see the linkage? We go from a listener in Antibes to your presence here today. Meantime, we're listening to you and singing away in the background.
But as you know, I've been fired from the Celtic tenors. So.
No, you haven't. I'm sure you left of your own volition. You've left of your own volition. How long were you a Celtic tenor?
Well, I've been on the road for 35 years, and but 25 of those were at the Celtic Tenors. Founder member, one of the original members, and
that's
even
right.
Before the Celtic Tenors, I was in the first ever three-tenor group in Ireland in 1995.
Good
It
heavens.
Was me and Ronan Tynan and
yes.
Paul Hennessy in
yes.
Carlow, the three of us in Carlow Cathedral. My parents drove all the way from Sligo for it. That was the first ever three-tenor show in Ireland, and then a few years later, after a few different iterations and name changes.
We've chatted over the years, and in the company of the good doctor, and it was mad as a brush time, but it was wonderful because it was totally different.
Absolutely.
We never had anything like it.
It was, but it was, I suppose it was a doff of the cap to the great three tenors.
Oh, I know it was.
But we didn't have those
kind
of voices.
But we never had that.
No, absolutely not. And also didn't have them singing in harmony, really. You know,
yes,
so that was what the Celtic tenors did differently as well.
That's right.
I wrote the harmonies for the Celtic tenors as well.
But you were everywhere. We were on the television, you had the gigs. I mean, it was a really busy time. It was fantastic.
Very much so, yeah.
Wonderful.
And I mean, it did pay a lot of my mortgage. Not
yes,
quite
I
all.
Know.
People
I know.
Are congratulating you on my retirement, but I'm far from retired. I'm
you're
actually
not.
Busier than
but
ever.
You're still
but
teaching.
At home. I'm very much taking up teaching, really.
Yes,
again.
Yeah.
I think the last time I mentioned Carlow College of Music is my main.
That's right.
With Magellus One. And Stephen Harland, the Everton fan who's been in with you several
times.
Yes,
I have the memorabilia.
And he stole a Celtic tenor mug and gave it to you, I believe, as well. But anyway.
He did, actually.
But
it's
also,
funny. When you think about all those things that you have done and all of that history, but you still keep going. You still
absolutely.
Want to keep
and
going.
Absolutely. And I'm also teaching up in Dublin. And
where are you in Dublin?
Later today, I'm in the American College in Marion Square. They have a wonderful music theatre course there. Deirdre Masterson, a friend of mine as well, set it up there a few years ago. And it's one of the two musical theatres. It's the original one in Ireland.
That's the one opposite the Oscar Wilde.
It's the Oscar Wilde house itself.
House.
It's number one Marion Square.
That's
absolutely.
Right, yeah.
And the Royal Irish Academy of Music, I'm there last night on Wednesday.
Which is only
night.
Around the corner.
It is only around the corner.
Yeah.
So I'm there as well. And I'm in a Dublin school, which I won't mention. It's a secondary school. I'm not
that's
allowed
fine.
To mention where it is. But
no, that's fine.
Yep.
Are you not really? What's the... What were you doing in the RAM?
I'm doing 3 hours on a Wednesday night of adult classes, basically.
Right.
Adults who come in, and it's kind of like a master class. You realise after 35 years on the road that you have got things to say, you know.
But you've learned so much. You bring
like
your own
so.
Abilities.
Yeah.
But then, as we all know, as you go along, you pick up stuff.
Yeah.
And then you... you can share that with people.
No, it's the stamina, and I read a book years ago, Barry Gray and then Tim Galloway, called The Inner Game of Music. There's the inner game of golf, the inner game of tennis and everything. It's more about the mind and the head getting around stuff. Like, you can learn, there's lots of fesh winners that will be amazing singers and everything, but they haven't got the head for the touring and everything.
Right.
And I'm surprised I have, but obviously I must have.
But it is interesting because there's so much that it takes to do what you have been doing.
Yeah.
Because it isn't just, as you say, about the singing. There's so much else that has to happen. It's also about not being an idiot and kind of staying up, and then suddenly tomorrow you can't sing or you can't talk.
Exactly.
Kind of.
And I mean,
you have to watch yourself.
In America in particular, North America.
You guys have done a lot of business over
huge
there.
Huge amount. Hundreds of symphony shows across North America. I sang in 48 of the 50 states. You can guess which ones. I didn't sing in almost Alaska and Hawaii.
Right. Still time.
I'm tired now, Marty.
You give me that.
Eight-hour drives every day and that kind of thing, and then the sound check, then the show, then the same thing the next day.
Yes.
I kind of thought, being there, done that, and we're a long time dead, as I always say, you know.
Sure.
I wanted to be at home.
You kind of said to yourself, I'd had enough of that, and I wanted to do too much sometimes. But when you look at the list, and I always have to look at the list that we have here, like some of the operas you've been involved in over the years and where they've been. Like Singapore, you've been to Como in Italy, all these places. When you think about what singing has given you, isn't it amazing?
In my wee show as well, I do talk about pinch myself moments. And, you know, like, we toured with Dionne Warwick, we toured with Air Supply, we did symphony tour of China with the David Brophy of this parish, as you say.
That's right,
We did a symphony tour of China, and we headlined symphony in Australasia, everywhere. And just, it really has been amazing. And I kind of am so lucky and privileged to have done it. And as I say, I'm not finished, but I'm finished as a Celtic tenor.
So is the plan now like a solo tour or what are you?
Yeah, I have one more last hurrah with Phil Coulter in the Caribbean in January. There's a song in January.
That's like Paul Cashman off in Antibes this morning.
It's Celtic tenors.
Is it?
Yeah, no, we have headlined his Tranquility Cruise in the Caribbean several times, and this is another time, and Phil said, well, we have to have James for that one.
When is this happening?
It's the 9th of January, I think, we sail from Fort Lauderdale.
Where do you go? Tell me more. Where do you go?
Well, it's the ABC Islands. Is that Aruba, Curacao, and some other place beginning with B, obviously.
Right.
But it's the Southern Caribbean. As in Bahamas, we go through the Bahamas as well. But it's really quite nice, actually.
That's
great. And you kind of resent working on holidays.
Continues to tickle the ivories, does he?
Absolutely. Oh, and he's 83, 82.
Oh, but he comes in here.
Incredible.
Whirling Dervish, he has boundless energy.
Yes.
And he also has the most phenomenal memory of all the things he's been involved in. Now, when you look at the list, it's quite startling.
Absolutely. And we enjoy the creme brulees together on the Caribbean very much.
Are you like myself? Are you a different for the creme brulee?
Oh, it's my absolutely. Oh. When I was doing a quick fire question years ago with Niall Carroll on this same channel.
Yes.
And he said, what's your ideal midnight treat? And I said, a bucket of creme brulee and a shovel.
It is the most difficult of desserts to refuse. And because 100 years ago, thank God, I used to smoke, and therefore I never really got a great taste for desserts. Do you know? But creme brulee, I can't.
And the chocolates I brought you have a little creme brulee chocolate in there.
Ah, but they have Lily's name on them.
They have Lily's name, but there are other chocolates, I should say.
Maybe she won't miss the creme brulee one if I take it out. You're very kind. Stay with me. I want to play just a little bit of Summer of My Dreams. Just a little bit. Jeff, why not? We're here now.
In the shade of this old tree, in the summer of my dreams, by the tall grass, by the wild rose, where the trees dance and the wind blows, as the days go so slowly, as the sun shines, oh, so holy on the good and gracious green. In the summer of my dreams, of this old stream in the summer of my dreams by the deep pool where the fish wait for the old fool with the wrong bait. There's a field of purple clover, there's a small cloud passing over, and then the rain comes washing clean in the summer.
Chap at the beginning.
It's a long time ago, Martin. It's 25 years ago. I still do it, though. I still do it.
It's lovely. Yeah. And
beautiful song.
Your first solo.
It's my first ever solo track with EMI back in 2000. I can name drop now that I've left the Celtic
Electromagnetic Industries. Oh, yes. But that's a big one. That's a big one to be able to lay claim to.
It's a gorgeous song.
Which is lovely.
Mallet.
Listen, talk to me about Sligo. Sligo is... You don't live in Sligo.
I don't live in Sligo.
No.
But I have a wonderful sister. My family is not very, very large.
Right.
I have two brothers and I have one sister called Linda. And she is... kind of most of my life. She and her husband Richard and her kids are just wonderful, and we're very, very close. The other part of my life is my partner, who likes to remain slightly nameless. I won't give his surname, but he's Frank, and he's an amazing man. He's the best thing that's ever happened to me. So Linda and Frank could be. I do have two grandnieces and scaries as well.
Two
grandnieces, and they're in their teens.
they started early then. That's the
yes, exactly.
But family is important, obviously.
It is important.
It matters greatly.
Yeah.
But your love for Sligo and your heart.
No, even though I live in Wicklow in Baltinglass, and I love it there, and I've got great neighbours there, I actually am a Sligo man through and through, and I went to Sligo Model School as a child model.
Right.
And then
nothing changes.
Sligo Grammar School. I went for a few years there, and then went up Dublin to boarding school. But I'll always be a Sligo man through and through, and I just love it. Yeah.
But because in your heart, it's always where you're from, and because we all like to gravitate back to where we.
And as Yeats said, "Land of Heart's Desire."
Oh, yeah.
See what I did there?
I did, yeah. you tried to turn the whole thing a bit culturally upbeat. By the way, the whole idea of Sligo's beautiful. We have
family
over there.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful part of the world. And some people say, oh, you'd say that about everywhere. We don't. Sligo is.
And it's kind of on the B list because people think of, you know, Kerry and Connemara and Donegal and everything.
Right.
Sligo's on the B list. But it's kind of nice to be on the B list because you can keep pushing it. And,
I'm a proud
Sligo man.
Yeah, it is. It's very special. When it comes to you've penned a song about your home place?
I did pen songs during the Celtic Tenors time and even before that as well. I even did a setting of a mass years ago and different things like that.
Yeah.
But I did. When I'm in the show, I talk about Sligo and everything. I thought, well, let's sing a song about Sligo. And in a way, for me, the only one that I've ever sung is the Sally Gardens. But even though it's beautiful, could be anywhere, really. It is a field by a river in Ballisadare, which... It's not very remarkable when you get there.
It's fairly basic, yeah. I
but
know.
I just wanted to get all my favourite place names, and I thought, well, I should be brave writing another song. I have written songs in the past, and I even had some recorded with the Celtic Tenors, but I just thought, no, I'm going to be brave now that I'm 61.
Shh.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I thought that was... Anyway...
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is, if you... I'm just going back... Can I go back to something you mentioned about being in boarding school? How long were you there? 5-6 years, I suppose.
I was in boarding school for 4 years, Sligo.
Yeah. You must have missed home. Were you at border?
In those days, and the road from Dublin to Sligo, like, it took about 5 hours to get from way back in the 1970s.
Yeah, right.
You know,
but... Yeah, you must have missed home.
Oh, very much missed home. Yeah. Yeah, and I was very close to my parents, my mum in particular.
Right.
Mummy's boy and all that sort of
thing.
Sure, she's gone 24 years
nearly. Well, I was an only child, and I was very lucky that school was literally a few paces down the road. It wasn't far at all.
And last time you and I talked about your mum died with dementia, my dad died with dementia as well. You know, I was close to him at the end, but then he was somebody else and he didn't know who I was.
I know, but you knew who he was.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
That's the important thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think in these situations, the idea of not being home and being a boarding school would be tough enough.
Do you know?
I was very fortunate, I feel, that I wasn't away from home, that I was there.
Yes.
But you must have missed it, Jesper.
Oh, very much so.
Particularly on the basis that you still have the hankering for
absolutely.
Home.
Yeah, no, definitely. And every time I went back to Sligo, and then after American tours, and you go back to Sligo, and in those days you flew into Sligo, and Sligo Airport was Aer Lingus served, it's not anymore, but flying into Sligo, it was a real homecoming.
I bet it was.
I still obviously go home as much as I can and stay with Linda and Richard on their farm.
And they're there.
They are there,
of course. Well, you've called it My Land of Heart's Desire.
I have. Well, that's borrowed from Yeats. That's the only bit. The rest is all my lyrics. I don't normally write lyrics, so I'm kind of a little bit... nervous about presenting a song and writing the music is fine, the lyrics, I'm not very strong at lyrics, but in it, the word Sligo is not the most poetic name itself. There's not much that rhymes with it. I go to Sligo, maybe, I don't know, but anyway, I didn't put that in, but it's Sligo in it's Sligach, which means Shelley Place, Shelley River, so I got that in there because I said it swirls through my veins, that Shelley River, in other words, it's my blood or my DNA.
Oh, no, that's
as poetic as I get.
Who did you play it for first when you wrote, was it Frank?
I did play to Frank very early on, yes, absolutely. And then a couple of friends, a friend, Conor O'Reilly, a musician down in Dunard, and he got advice from him and he said, no, you should pursue that. And then there's another guy who I swim with in the Mount Wolseley pool every morning, Niall Power, who was Bob Geldof's drummer. He's an amazing musician. He really was an amazing musician. And I played it to him as well, and he gave me solid advice. He said, slow it down a bit, because there's a lot of place names in it and stuff.
Right, so they want to hear them.
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
But isn't that lovely? But you took advice, of course, as you went, but also the fact that you had people who would listen to it go, hang on, and say, no, this is good. This is, and here's, throw in their tuppence worth.
Absolutely. And then in Carlo College of Music as well, there's Magella Swan, obviously, but Brian Keogh is a music teacher there, a piano teacher.
Sure.
Who's just written the mass. He's getting it done in the Pro Cathedral in November.
Wow.
But he said he'd record the song for me as well. And then I said, we had done lyric videos and stuff for it, and I said, you wouldn't be able to do a lyric video. Well, I've never done one, so he Googled it, and I'm not very bright on the old computer.
Doesn't matter.
So he put together a lyric video for it as well, with some of the pictures that I had taken of Sligo, so that's up on YouTube since yesterday.
What?
When I knew I was coming on to see Marty.
But that's fabulous. It's called My Land of Heart's Desire.
Sligo, My Land of Heart's Desire. It's put Sligo in the title.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you did put Sligo.
It doesn't rhyme anywhere, so I go to Sligo.
There used to be an ad for a fella called Peter Igo, who sold cars in Fairview. Igo, you go, we all go to Igo.
And to Sligo now.
So Sligo.
And maybe
so
I should have put that.
So maybe you could bring in the Sligo thing.
It was actually Frank's idea. Why don't you, like, if it doesn't, can't get Sligo in,
yes.
He said, why don't you put in the meaning Sligach, Shelley River, and I thought, Okay, well, that's my blood.
Yeah, that makes total sense. We have traffic. Stay, please.
Sinead, I won't insult your traffic person this time. I insulted Orla the last time.
Sponsored by Citroën. Let the revolution begin with the all-new Citroën C3.
There she is.
Oh, yes. Bonjour.
Bonjour. We are gone French now.
Gone French again.
Gone French, and you're great.
Chocolate's here,
yeah. Now, did you get your chocolate?
I did, thank you so much. Not I haven't opened it just yet.
Oh, no, I understand. Savor.
I'll give it another 10 minutes.
Take it for one of your walks.
Bring it to the sauna.
Don't bring it to the
melt
sauna.
Melt all over.
What are you doing? What's the last bit of info you have for me today?
I'll start off in the capital, as it's still slow on Frascati Road northbound from the Monkstown Road junction to a breakdown at the Mount Merion Avenue junction. It's blocking the left lane. Lights are out of action on Pierce Street at the Sandwich Street junction this morning. Slow on the M50 southbound from Ballymun, that's junction 4, to Finglas junction 5. And on the N4 inbound, there are delays between junction 3, Lucan East, and the M50. In County Clare, it's heavy on the M18 southbound between junction 11, Drumoland, and a collision before junction 10, Newmarket on Fergus. In Offaly, still busy on the N52 Tullamore bypass on both sides, approaching the Cloncollag roundabout. There are delays in Limerick on the Ballysimon Road inbound from the Gary Glass roundabout to the Tipperary roundabout. Also on the Condell Road inbound, from before the Shelburne Road junction to the Shannon Bridge roundabout. And finally to Galway, where there's an inbound queue on the Tuam Road from Ballybrit to the Bourne Drave junction. And that's the latest traffic and travel news.
All right, so that's it now before your long break.
My long break.
Are you working the weekend?
I'll be in on Sunday.
All right.
For an hour or two.
We'll hear you elsewhere, maybe. We're lying in the bed listening to you. Look, have a lovely weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday, I presume.
Absolutely, I'll be back in action again.
All right. God
Thank you so much.
Talk soon.
Have a lovely weekend.
You too. Now, chatting away here with James Nelson, he late of the Celtic Tenors, but now singing for his supper, literally. This is Sligo, My Land of Heart's Desire.
Often my mind drifts back to my childhood, back to those days so careless and free. Blustery rambles at Thrawee and Streeter, diving from Rochlea harbour walls, hiding and seeking amongst rhododendrons, trekking Killary over to Slish, Hazelwood lakeside early evening, Sylvan seaside Lissadel. Those treasured scenes from my childhood will bloom in my heart forever. It swirls through my veins, that Shelley River, my bow forever unmade, not Lorraine. My soul is drifting and floating through the land of heart's desire. Climbing Knock Lane, gathering mushrooms, rounding the head at Mullaghmore, standing proud, our King Ben Bulben, striding Strand Hill to Carlina Moore. Those treasured scenes from my childhood will bloom in my heart forever. It swirls through my veins, that Shelley River, my bow forever unmade, not Lorraine. My soul is drifting and floating through the land of heart's desire. My soul is drifting and floating through through the land of heart's desire.
But the phrase goes not only but also playing the piano as well as singing, simultaneously and at the same time. My land of heart's desire, Sligo, my land of heart's desire. That's lovely. Fair play to you.
That's what I do in the show as well, because it's kind of scary as well, because the first time I did a solo show, I'm on my own backstage. Normally there's three of us and you say, how are you getting on? How are you? You know,
that's
you're
right.
Popping into each other's dressing room. First time I was all alone backstage and it was actually, oh dear, this is...
Are you enjoying it?
I absolutely love it, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
Way out of my comfort zone, but I loved it, yeah.
But you seem to be, you say this, but the point is you seem to be able to get over that, and that's important.
Yeah.
To be out of your comfort zone, to kind of go, merciful error.
And when I saw the Celtic Tenors coming up with dates for the Christmas and everything, I thought, gosh, am I mad? Why did I do this? I thought, no, it is the right decision.
It is the right decision.
Because there was a 5-year plan and stuff, and also I didn't really see eye to eye with the new management either, but I mean, there's a 5-year plan, and I just thought, no, I'll be 65.
But you said yourself, been there, done that.
Yes,
so therefore,
definitely.
If that's the case,
tick the box.
Then
done it.
You're in Sea Church in Ballycotton on the 9th of November.
I am indeed. A beautiful venue.
You're going to the National Opera House in Wexford on the 23rd of November.
In the afternoon.
Afternoon, 3 o'clock.
They're all on sale for a
long. Is that a weekend day? Or?
It's a Sunday.
Sunday,
yes,
lovely.
Yep.
29th of November in...
White Recital Hall.
That's
in
right.
the beautiful... Have you ever been in the White House?
Yeah. It's fabulous.
Stunning, gorgeous. A little bit scared about that one, but it'll be fine.
You will be fine. But you have a Christmas concert. In Rathkeel on the 12th of December.
I do. There's
but
a man.
You're not alone.
I'm not. Who am I with? I'm with Dana. Not international. Rosemary Scallon, Dana Ireland.
Although she has been quite international in her day.
She's not in drag.
With Dana. That's fantastic.
I know, it's kind of random. Random, I think, is the word these days.
Yeah. Isn't it? How lovely.
Yeah, it's Seamus Hogan down there. He's a guy, he's a kind of a local entrepreneur who puts on gigs. And we've done Celtic Tenors shows there in the past. And the guys are away on tour and he got in touch with me. He said, no, I'd actually like to have you now that you've left. Why don't you come down? And Dana will be there too. And I said, what? You know, so... And there's a lovely lady there, Jean McDonough, and she's a huge name in the musical scene around County Limerick, and
lovely.
There's Colossian and Throker, a big musical college there as well, really talented young kids and everything.
That
so that's
fantastic.
On the 12th of December.
I'm hugely, hugely fond of Dana. I think she's the most gorgeous person.
We sang with her in the New York Athletics Club.
Did
there's
you
a name
know?
Drop now, is it?
Did
a long
you?
Time ago, yeah, in the early
We'll
2000s.
Always have New York. that's
so,
really.
Yeah, it was
she's quite something. She also is... so talented, but she's a lovely person.
Yeah.
Except for a lovely husband.
But she asked for me to be on the gig.
Oh, did she?
She did, yeah. And I think maybe... I'm thinking... I know you're thinking Eurovision has a really lovely combination of the two of us.
I think I can see no reason why not. I'll make a call. I'll
accompany myself.
I'll see what can be done. But we do think back. But then she... And the great thing about Diana is, too, we think about Eurovision, yes, but she also had that other period where she was on the telly all the time and she had lots of hits.
And a huge career in America as well, and chat shows and everything and all that kind of thing.
People forget that or maybe don't know it enough.
Yeah,
that she had that.
And was nearly president.
And...
Well, don't talk about the presidential race at all, do we? No, we're not going there.
I've forgotten. You wouldn't ruin yourself, no? No, keep yourself.
I mean, you avoided US politics, and that's part of the reason why I'm actually stopping as well. I just kind of am scared by that country a little bit now, too.
I saw that you said that you just didn't feel a need to be there.
No, and I mean, the Speaker of the House called us people, homosexuals, a deviant group.
Okay.
You know,
are you serious?
And I love being a homo deviant. It's great, Craig.
Congratulations.
And it's taken me a long time to admit it, so I'm not going to go back in the closet anymore.
The Speaker of the House said that?
Yeah, Mike Johnson, who said that, talked about homosexuals and other deviant groups.
I didn't see that one.
And it's great fun being a deviant.
Ah, but that's ridiculous.
No, it's kind of scary that's how they think of you.
Yeah, that is pretty, pretty horrendous.
Yeah, I mean, I love, honestly, we've got friends at this stage, after 25 years.
Of course.
To come to see us, and the public.
An American
the fans, yes, the fans there and the supporters are lovely and wonderful. And they came on our Celtic Tenor coach tour in May around the country and stuff
gorgeous.
Like that.
Yes.
It was amazing. But no, it's the administration scares
and
me.
And we must always remember this is not to be perceived as the people.
no,
of the United
absolutely
States.
Absolutely not. No.
No more than other issues around the world. It is quite often nothing more than the people who are in government, if you want to put it that way. Yeah. It's not to do. It's not to tar anybody else's name. Yeah. Yeah. But but you miss. You must miss your pals though as well.
I do. I mean, we're in touch quite a bit, and it's Daryl's kids. All his birthdays. The birthdays come in October, so I've been in touch for the last little while and everything. Yeah. And we will meet up and everything. But I mean, Matthew's in Meath, Daryl's in Oma, and I'm in Wicklow. Slash Sligo, Dublin.
But the friendships endure.
Yes, absolutely. We've been through a lot together.
Of course.
Like brothers.
Well, absolutely. Listen, it's been lovely to talk to you, James. And thank you.
And as always, as I said the last time, thank you so much for all you do. And for being a ray of sunshine every morning. I listen to you on the way to and from the pool and before that as well.
Well, I never realised you were going to heading to the pool with Bob Geldof's drummer.
Absolutely.
That's a whole other image that you've suddenly created for me. So I feel
Niall Paris, an amazing man. Yeah.
Keep the faith. Lovely to
thank
talk
you
to
so
you.
Much,
and,
Marty.
And keep your smiley disposition because you have that, and I think that's vital.
Even at my great age, we didn't even talk about my illness, which you were very kind to us.
No,
as well,
not at all.
I'm over it now.
You are as good as you can be.
Look at me.
But that's right, getting younger by the minute. Marty, Lyric FM, it is Marty the Morning.